Well, let's check sports locally. First, from yesterday on your Wednesday, the Western Iowa Conference holding its Conference Golf Championship meet at Nishna Hills Golf Club here in Atlantic yesterday. On the boys' side, the champions were the Underwood Eagles as they shot a 336 total for first place. AHSTW, the runner-up, with a 344 total. Third, to Logan Magnolia at 345. Fourth place, Trainer with a 349. And fifth place, Audubon with a 354. Rest of the field includes IKM Manning, Griswold, also a Tri-Center, Missouri Valley, and Riverside, those top 10 teams. In the medalist competition, it was Jaden Anderson of Trainer winning medalist honors, shooting the low round of 77. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW was the runner-up. He shot 79 yesterday. Nick Hiller of Logan Magnolia, third, with an 80. Anthony Cordes of AHSTW shot 81. That was good for fourth place. Fifth place to Mickey Williamson of Audubon, who also posted 81. Underwood's Derek Ravlin shot 83, good for a sixth-place finish in that meet yesterday on the boys' side. On the girls' side yesterday, the team champs, Trainer, they shot a 359 total, and that was easily better than AHSTW, is second with a 419 total. Third place, Griswold at 432. Fourth, Tri-Center with a 459, and fifth was Underwood shooting a 468. The rest of the 10 teams include IKM Manning, along with Audubon, Missouri Valley, Logan Magnolia, and Riverside, in that order. Individually, the medalist, Allie Anderson of Trainer. She shot the low round of 82. That was easily better than a couple of her teammates, who posted 91s. McKenna Waffle was the runner-up, and Madeline Ditchler was third. They both shot 91s. Kayla Chapman of Trainer, a 95 for fourth place, and Trainer placed in the top five, and, they grabbed all those top five spots. Randy Robinson of Trainer shot 96, good for fifth place. The only person not wearing Trainer colors to finish in the top six, Matea Peters of Griswold. She shot 97 to place sixth overall in yesterday's Western Iowa Conference meet. Also yesterday in golf action up in Sioux City at Whispering Creek, it was Waukee shooting a 359 total as they win that girls' golf meet. Atlantic, the runner-up, as they shot a 369, 10 strokes back. Shenandoah, third, they shot 388 yesterday. Brooke Newell of Atlantic was the overall medalist, shooting a 76, as Brooke Boardman of Waukee was the runner-up. Also for Atlantic, Alyssa Ginther shot 93, Sarah Fixmer a 99, Bailey Newell a 101. McKenna Denbesty also a 101 to help out that effort yesterday. Also in girls' golf yesterday, a triangular from the Western Iowa Conference. It was AHSTW shooting a 199 as they beat IKM Manning, who posted a 234, and Missouri Valley, who shot 259. Hannah Denning of AHSTW medalist with a 48. Madison Rasmussen of AHSTW, 49 for runner-up honors. Also in boys' golf, it was AHSTW, a 167, as they defeated IKM Manning, who shot 179, and Missouri Valley, who posted a 208. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW was medalist with a 38. Anthony Cordes of AHSTW shot 40 and was runner-up in yesterday's meet. Move to baseball now, where Nate Karns pitched six innings of one-hit ball, striking out four in his final frame, and the Kansas City Royals cruised to a 6-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox last night. Karns wound up striking out seven with only one walk in his best performance of the season, one that helped Kansas City assure itself at least a split of the four-game series with the finale this afternoon. Mike Pelfrey kept the White Sox in it until the sixth, when he gave up a single, double, and triple in succession. Eric Hosmer followed with a sacrifice fly for a 3-0 lead, a shot to center that came within about 5 feet of giving the Royals a team natural cycle. Also in American League play yesterday, it was the Yankees over Toronto 8-6. Cleveland beat Detroit 3-2. Boston over Baltimore 4-2. Houston pounded Texas 10-1. Minnesota over Oakland 7-4. Seattle outscored the LA Angels 8-7. In interleague play yesterday, Miami beat Tampa Bay by a 10-6 final. In the National League yesterday, Washington beat Arizona 2-1, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 7-2, the Mets beat Atlanta 16-5, Cubs over the Phillies 5-4, Giants beat the Dodgers in 11 innings 4-1, Colorado 11-3 winners over San Diego. Well, St. Louis Cardinals' home game against the Milwaukee Brewers last night was postponed by bad weather. A makeup date has not yet been announced. The Cardinals said today's game against the Brewers, that was originally scheduled for 12:45, is now a night game. It's been pushed back to 6:15 because of the weather forecast. Heavy rains have swollen many rivers to record levels in parts of Missouri, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Hundreds of people have been displaced, and thousands more are potentially in harm's way. We'll have that game for you tonight, 5:20 pregame, 6:15. As we said, the first pitch there. Police are investigating after a woman attending a St. Louis Cardinals baseball game at Busch Stadium was struck by a stray bullet. Police say the 34-year-old victim was inside the ballpark Tuesday during the game against the Milwaukee Brewers when she felt pain in her arm. She went to a first aid station for treatment, and a bullet was later found near her seat. Police believe the bullet came from outside the stadium. The Cardinals said in a statement Wednesday that the organization is grateful that no one was seriously injured. The statement says nothing is more important than the safety of the fans. Elsewhere around Major League Baseball yesterday, Vin Scully returned to Dodger Stadium Wednesday. Scully retired last year following his 67th season broadcasting Dodgers games. He was back at the ballpark to become the 11th inductee into the Dodgers Ring of Honor prior to a game against the San Francisco Giants. He'll share that honor with the likes of Jackie Robinson, Tommy Lasorda, Pee Wee Reese, Don Drysdale, and others. The Boston Red Sox have permanently banned a fan from Fenway Park who used a racial slur toward another fan. The Red Sox took that action Wednesday in the wake of a Baltimore star, Adam Jones, stating he was racially taunted during a game in Boston. The Cleveland Indians have put ace right-hander Corey Kluber on the 10-day disabled list with a lower back strain, and the Indians recalled right-hander Joe Colon from AAA Columbus. Oakland Athletics reliever Sean Doolittle has been put on the 10-day disabled list due to a strain of the left shoulder that's troubled him for three seasons. Detroit Tigers pitcher Paul Volcker has been suspended for 50 games under baseball's minor league drug program following a positive test for a banned stimulant. Baltimore Orioles starter Kevin Gausman was ejected in the second inning of last night's game against the Red Sox after he hit Boston batter Xander Bogaerts with a pitch. The teams had a conference call earlier in the day with Major League Baseball officials before the game in an attempt to end the recent spate of brushbacks and beanballs. Red Sox manager John Farrell says the message of the call was that enough is enough. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Memphis beating Omaha in 10 innings, 6-4. Iowa at New Orleans yesterday was rained out. Well, Fred Hoiberg will return for a third season to coach the Chicago Bulls. Hoiberg led the Bulls to a 41-41 record and a loss to the Boston Celtics in the opening round of the NBA playoffs.
We had no discussion. We knew Fred was coming back. Fred's our coach. And we have to continue to support him. We have to continue to give him the resources he needs to be successful. And that's on us, and we're going to continue. That's what we're diving into every day now. That's our responsibility, and we'll do it.
That's Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations John Paxson, who says the focus is on improving a young roster.
We are looking at it from the viewpoint that we have to make sure that the people around Fred are the ones that can help develop our young players. And that's on us to do going forward.
Also in the NBA playoffs last night, Kawhi Leonard hit 34 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs overcame the loss of Tony Parker to beat the Houston Rockets 121-96 Wednesday night and even the Western Conference semifinals at a game apiece. Also last night, LeBron James had 39 points, hopping Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the career playoff scoring list, and he pushed the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 125-103 blowout over the Toronto Raptors in Game 2 of their Eastern Conference semifinals series last night. The Pittsburgh Penguins found a way to survive without injured star Sidney Crosby as Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 36 shots and rookie Jake Guentzel took advantage of a fortunate bounce to earn his league-leading 8th goal of the playoffs. And the defending Stanley Cup champions held off the Washington Capitals 3-2 last night in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Justin Schultz scored in a second straight game, and Patrick Hornquist picked up his third of the postseason as Pittsburgh took a 3-1 lead in that series. And in football news, the Carolina Panthers have claimed defensive end Zach Moore off waivers from the San Francisco 49ers. The 6'6", 280-pound Moore entered the NFL in 2014 as a sixth-round choice of the New England Patriots. He's also had stints with Dallas and Minnesota. The New York Jets have claimed offensive lineman Alex Balducci off waivers from the San Francisco 49ers. Also, the Arizona Cardinals signed center and guard Tony Bergstrom to a one-year contract. And a federal appeals court has dismissed former NFL star Darren Sharper's appeal of his sentence for drugging and raping women. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals two-sentence order Wednesday came less than a month after prosecutors filed the brief. The court granted a prosecution motion to dismiss. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.